Now let's talk about the year in TV. 2015 was a year that television exploded with even more options for fans, and a year that TV said goodbye to some household names. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans takes a look back.
Fans of great TV had to say a lot of painful goodbyes this year. From the end of ad man Don Draper's story on Mad Men.
But what is happiness? It's a moment before you need more happiness.
To Marshall Raylan Givens' last manhunt on FX's modern western, Justified.
Now I'm going to give you a choice. You won't like it, but it's real simple. If you raise your gun again, you're dead.
Public servant Leslie Knope concluded her story on Parks and Recreation.
What I hear when I'm being yelled at is people caring loudly at me.
And the most famous piano drop of the year came on 2 and a Half Men, killing off Charlie Sheen's character, Charlie Harper. But the departure which may have had the most impact on television this year was in the world of late night.
From New York.
Letterman's decision to leave his late show in May capped the longest tenure on late-night television. At the time, he told me that Jay Leno's departure from The Tonight Show the year before influenced his decision.
Before, it was always theoretical. But when Jay said he was going to leave, I realized, oh yeah, you got to be younger, really, to do this job. And so I thought, I don't want to be the old man left out here, you know, fighting for scraps and crumbs.
Letterman's goodbye to viewers on May 20th used a healthy dose of humor to limit the schmaltzy sentiment.
You know, people come up to me all the time and they say, Dave, I've been watching you since your morning show, and I always say, have you thought about a complete psychological workup?
Letterman's departure helped set off a chain reaction that transformed a huge chunk of late-night television. Stephen Colbert left Comedy Central to take over Letterman's spot, and another well-known comic also left his late-night perch this year.
That's our show. I thank you so much for the privilege of being able to perform it for you, for the privilege of being able to do it. And so here it is. My moment is in.
With those words, Jon Stewart capped a 16-year run as TV's smartest satirist, leaving The Daily Show in August after a star-studded finale. Comedy Central used his departure and Colbert's move as an opportunity to seriously diversify late night. The network hired South African comic Trevor Noah to host a revamped Daily Show, and Comedy Central promoted The Daily Show's senior black correspondent Larry Wilmore to host of the new Nightly Show. But as much as TV's real departure stung, there was another kind of loss that became something of a trend on television this year. Characters who almost died. Producers of The Walking Dead tried to break the internet with a scene that made it appear beloved character Glenn Rhee had been devoured by zombies. When they revealed he was alive after several weeks of episodes, fans were so glad he wasn't dead, they mostly forgot to get angry. HBO's The Leftovers tried something similar with its lead character, and posters for the next season of Game of Thrones feature a fan favorite who got killed in last season's finale. That was Jon Snow, raising hopes the curly-haired hunk might reappear in the future. But my favorite TV trend from 2015 was centered on a different subject.
To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media.
CBS's version of Supergirl was among a flood of new TV shows featuring strong, independent female heroes, including a tattooed woman with no memory on NBC's Blind Spot.
The clue is on my body. What if I'm not just the messenger? What if there's something I'm supposed to hear or see?
An FBI trainee accused of terrorism on ABC's Quantico.
My name is Alex Parrish. Protecting our country had always been my dream, but my life took a very drastic turn.
And Marvel's Jessica Jones, an anti-heroine who revolutionized the superhero TV genre as a hard-drinking, super-powered private eye.
New York may be the city that never sleeps, but it sure does sleep around. Not that I'm complaining. Cheaters are good for business.
These women weren't just tough-talking female versions of male action heroes. They were proof that the boom in TV programming this year brought opportunities for compelling new characters and fresh voices. And that's a trend definitely worth continuing in 2016. I'm Eric Deggans.